Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy February 8th, you guys. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a weekly pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And today I am joined by a highly requested return guest, Ian David Monroe. Hello, Ian.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said highly requested, because I was going to self-describe as highly requested.
Yeah, people in my Instagram DMs that were just like, you two together are a riot. And you know what? We know that, but we're glad you guys see it, because I will say this, Ian and I, when we were out on a mission to revive the people's couch on Bravo when we lived together, because we knew that's what the people wanted.
Yeah, specifically us.
And we were always on the couch.
And yeah, and you know what, even if it was only one person in your DMs, there can be messages from 100 people.
There can be 100 people in your DMs, and only one of them needs to say that you and Ian are great together. And for that, the Lady Gaga memories will never end. I call it
manifestation. I manifested this, okay?
Yes, you absolutely did. You might have also maybe paid that person. But
I desperately asked you when I was coming back, but I call that manifestation.
Okay, we have a lot to discuss. You guys, I was talking to Ian yesterday, and he mentioned to me that he was just starting Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season 2. And so immediately I was like, you got to come on the podcast, because we are at the finale. Next week is the finale. And
is it next week?
The finale.
So I've got a week to catch up. I think it's like 20 episodes.
Yeah, you can do that.
I will do it tonight.
Yeah. But I want to hear from somebody who is kind of seeing, look, we've been through it all with these women this season. And I want to hear from someone who is seeing it with fresh eyes, but also like you have your finger on the pulse of culture. So you have seen things on Twitter and TikTok. So you are familiar, but you're experiencing it for the first time. Ian, how many episodes in are you? What's your review, thoughts, questions, yes. Concerns?
I just finished episode 3 last night.
Okay, so you have a little work to do.
Yes, and as you know, you and I watched a lot of Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. And Real Housewives is definitely something I think like requires conversation.
Yes.
But I've kind of fallen out of it just because I don't have cable anymore, and Bravo knows when I'm trying to log in from my mom's account. And it's like, you're not in North Carolina. So I kind of gave up, but now I'm paying for it.
Nice.
I spent the $20. I have the whole season. And I'm watching it. And, you know, I watched season 1. I did watch season 1.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, I think like everybody else, I watch a few glasses of wine in. As you know, I also fall asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm, with your eyes open.
Mid-episode. So I didn't really remember too much about season 1. So I'm really coming at this fresh, you guys. Like, everything is exciting. Everything is new. I'm remembering these things about these people.
Right.
Specifically that they've all had work done. And here's my, before we start.
Yeah.
These people get so much work done that they end up looking red all the time. Like, just irritated. And yeah. My biggest skin problem is redness. So I don't really know where the balance is.
It is crazy. I think especially with Heather having Beauty Lab and laser, there is a lot of topical dermatological treatments that are being done, that it's like when, I don't know if you remember this, but for the Bravo listeners, Ramona Singer went to Tequila, Mexico right after getting a facial peel.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what these women look like all the time.
You know what? Maybe it's windburn. I don't know. Cause it's cold in Utah. Maybe I'm not being fair.
It could be. I mean, Leatherface. I have a friend that got
real tight.
It's tight. Well, that could be windburn. You're right.
It could
or it
be.
Could be Beauty Lab and Laser. And look, I don't know anyone. I know Casey Wilson, I believe might have gotten, maybe got something done. She hosts Bitch Sesh, a fantastic podcast, when she visited. But I don't know. I have to look up the Yelp reviews to see what people are saying. I don't want to. I would love to.
And I look up all the restaurants they go to, like just to know where they are on the map.
It's important to know, because if you ever find yourself, I mean, I'll be honest, yesterday when I was watching last night's episode, I thought, I think I need to rent a Sprinter van.
That could be fun. I've been in a Sprinter van too many times.
I've been in once, but it was like,
but that Sprinter van is not a Sprinter van, by the way. That's like a limo van.
It's a Sprinter.
If it's the one that they previewed where like the shit goes down. That's like not a Sprinter van. That's a limo.
Yeah, Sprinter, you're right. Because it's like a circular. You need the seats.
It was very chic. Like
you need a transpo. Like we're talking like Sprinter van is like a transpo van. Like what they're taking you to like set for the movie biz people.
Right, exactly. These people were.
They're in a Mercedes like class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you are three episodes in. Thoughts? Who are you jiving with? Who are you beefing with?
Oh my God, I have so many opinions. So many opinions. I'm going to start with what I know best, which is gay people.
Keep in mind, nobody is out.
Well, okay, so this is what I want to talk about. So I remember watching the first season.
Yes.
I thought that he was out.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks. I thought Brooks Marks, which is his drag name, should be Bookmark. So good. Or he should have a brand, Bookmark, something. Why the clothes?
Yeah.
Like sweatpants are not a brand.
By the way, last night I went online.
Do you own a pair?
No, but I went online to find out how much it is, because you can pre-order, and it said the pre-orders, I believe, are going to ship out March 11th. Don't quote me on that. $154 for a sweatshirt and bottom. I'm going to be honest.
Oh,
was,
the set is $154?
Yeah, I honestly was like, it could be worth it. For
kind
the
of a
story.
Steal.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Like, I thought he was out. I thought he was a homosexual. He's on Raya. He popped up on my Raya.
No.
Can I say that?
I mean, sure. I love that.
I'll try to find it again, but I definitely put a little heart because I'm like, well, we've got to at least find out.
Yes.
So I don't know. But I thought he was out. I mean, listen, your mom like wears Christian Cowan and is gonna be on Housewives, and you didn't think like I should probably tell somebody I'm a gay boy. Unless he's straight. I mean, maybe he is, but like
the problem that came about in the early episodes with Jen and Meredith being offended about her family being, you know, Twitter assaulted by these people and Jen seemingly supporting them, is that like Meredith, it's really tough when you put your family on television. What is and isn't off limits? And Meredith keeps saying that her kids are off limits, but her kid
they're on the show
came on the show last season and talked a lot about, I just realized I never stopped my workout that I finished right before we got on this call. So anyway, that Brooks Marks was like going on and on about Jen's vagina on season one. So like for us to suddenly gatekeep this adult man, who he is an adult man. He lives in New York by
himself.
22. Yeah.
Like
I think there is a level of like, where do you draw that boundary? There is a child that the Marks family has that isn't on the show. I can understand maybe keeping that person private.
No, I think if I were Brooks and I hadn't had the conversation, which he said in this season that he hadn't even spoken to his mom about it, I would be very uncomfortable. It made me understand why he was acting so uncomfortable about her talking about her vagina and saying grinder.
Yes.
Like me as a gay man, I hate that.
Yeah.
And especially if I wasn't out, I would really hate that. It's very uncomfortable. And I understood understood why you felt that way. I don't understand why your mom would be on Real Housewives and you're in the closet.
I think Bookmark too is just like, he loves to
he's a drama queen.
Drama, but then also just like his mom is the first person to remove himself from a dramatic situation to look like the better and bigger person. And that is what's really bothering me with Meredith right now. And Salt Lake City, again, like we have one episode left and before the reunions, which is going to be the reunions themselves are going to be nightmares. And
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
But it's like Meredith is really like this past episode. Oh God. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but
you'd hit her.
I just like, I'll just leave it at that. Like her and, but to be fair, and Whitney.
You know, I have some sympathy for her because in this ice fishing episode with the very deeply humbling long ass walk to the center of the ice, like very humbling.
When right? you have to, when you try to storm off.
You can't storm off on a mile walk on camera and you can't storm in on a mile walk on a camera. Deeply humbling. Loved it. Don't know who set that up. Genius. But when she was freaking out and like going nuts and her glasses flew off, I was like, that's so embarrassing. You can't even freak out. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to be listen, I've blown up and I yell, but I do it with finesse.
So that's what I always say is there's no worse way to hurt yourself than when you're already embarrassing yourself. Yes. So my story for that is one time I told my mom, I bet I can still do high kicks. And she said, you don't need to show me that. Like, you please don't. And I was like, no, I'll show you. So I started doing high kicks and I broke my pinky toe because I hit the table.
Deeply humbling.
Exactly. And so like for Meredith, who was already like losing her shit, to then knock her glasses off was really so mortifying.
Flailing her arms. It's like rehearse that or something. She clearly did. You know what I mean? Like there's clearly like.
See, that's the other thing about Meredith is like, she always has. It feels so choreographed down to like the things that she says. She always has a word of the day. Repugnant was the one in Sunday's episode this week. She really leans into, I think she like, honestly, it is being coached.
Well, she probably has that app. Like my dad has that app. She's being coached by her son.
Yes.
But you know who I want to talk about? I want to talk about Jen from Shaw's.
Jen Shaw.
No. Did you not see the video of Teresa Giudice?
Oh,
she was like, no, she was telling Andy, she's like, no, I don't know Jen from Shaw's.
First of all, have you been in touch with either Erica or Jen Shaw? Do you know either of them?
No, I've met Erica. She sent me shoes from her shoe line. And but Jen from Shaw's, I've never met her.
Jen Shaw from Salt Lake City.
And Andy's like, Jen Shaw from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Don't know her. So she's Jen from Shaw's to me now.
I also love that like anyone who's been indicted or has been charged with some type of crime, whether they've done it or not, is like, they're like, Teresa, do you know her?
Probably, honestly.
Teresa, well, she doesn't know Jen from Shaw. She doesn't seem to know Jen from Salt Lake City either. What are your thoughts on Jen Shaw? Please don't say anything that's gonna get us sued.
I mean, Jen Shaw is batshit crazy. But I do believe, like, I do believe her when she's like shook, like, I did what? Cause she definitely,
I really believe Jen Shaw believes she didn't do anything wrong.
No, it's the homos in her little posse that run those accounts, because like there's no way, like the Mary tweet where it's like the picture and the after picture, Jen from Shaw's doesn't know how to do that. That was proof to me. I was like, that's a gay assistant.
Oh, you're talking about her Twitter account.
Yes. Yeah. So I genuinely believe that there's a sassy gay man behind the wizard, you know what I mean? And so Jen Shaw's finding out in real time. If you go back and watch those episodes where people are like, look what you said, I believe her. She's like, I've never seen this in my life.
You're absolutely right. She looks at things with fresh eyes every single time.
She's like, I didn't say that. And it's like, you did. But I believe her. I believe her. There's no way she's running her Twitter account.
I mean, and I'm saying about her Twitter account, about the charges that are against her, I genuinely, about any argument she's ever gotten into, I genuinely believe Jen Shaw thinks that she has never done anything wrong.
And like amnesia.
A certain degree, you're just kind of like, okay.
I love though, like when she finally reveals that she's seeing a therapist, and I just totally understand how like the therapist is probably saying one thing and then she leaves and she's like, yeah, it's always my fault. I'm not taking this shit anymore. And that's definitely not what the therapist was saying. You know what I mean?
Right. No, she is hearing what she wants to hear. And I do her anger. That's the one thing of the reunion I'm excited about, because like she, when she turns it on.
Can I tell you something when I was watching, and this is unique to someone like me who is behind and watching, I saw all of the new Jenny.
Oh yeah.
Like her apology. I watched her sit with her Black friend and apologize for what an assistant posted on her Facebook. And so when I was watching this season, I was like, she stole Jen from Shaw's storyline. I was like, what? She heard that at the ice thing and was like, that's a good answer, bitch. That is good. And so she took it and she was like, no, my assistant from 2 years ago before I was famous or anyone cared who I was,
right,
was posting anti-Black statements. It's like, you tried.
It is kind of crazy that that's what she came up with. She had a full week once those came out to, I mean, all the whole hubbub of like addressing it. She's like, I'm going to finally address it. She addresses it 1 week later and her response was an assistant did it.
With a Black man sitting next to her.
It is kind of wild.
Who flew in for that?
She's not on the show anymore. So, I mean, but what?
Why? Why is she the one getting kicked off? Like how many, like.
Well, I think Bravo doesn't want to.
She's not the first.
No, but that's not to say that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have, like, I think sure, that's sure, why sure, everyone sure. was calling for like Ramona Singer needs to now be like fired. Kelly Dodd obviously is no longer on OC anymore, but
I would have just loved if she stayed on so that like she could be challenged on these things.
Well, okay. That's a great point. And that's something that like I was talking to Kaya Wilson about last week. And there is a level of like, obviously accountability that we will not see at the reunion because ever. The post came out after the reunion.
Oh, really? So she's in the reunion.
She's at the reunion. Oh. And the other thing is like, Mary Cosby doesn't show up for the reunion.
Yes.
And so then Jenny gets to kind of create this narrative about Mary without Mary being able to speak for herself. Meanwhile, Jenny's been sitting on racist and anti-Black Lives Matter Facebook posts that nobody even knows about yet. So it is going to feel very slanted. Like,
I don't like my Real Housewives mixed with politics. And not that racism is politics. Sorry. Politics. Racist, like I want the Mary farting on a couch, you know what I mean? I don't want the racism, like save that for somebody else. Like it don't is, bring your racism to Real Housewives.
It is interesting that, you know, I actually think I appreciate when the real world bleeds in. Unfortunately, it's never handled well. That's when you're like it gets really tough because it is almost a continuous like flop whenever politics get brought up, whenever you see people just, and it's not even just like how the women handle it, it's how Bravo then handles things. In case in point, New York, and we watched New York this past season, which was some of the most painful episodes of television I've ever seen, and Bravo is still just kind of twiddling their thumbs like, we'll figure it out. And then they don't give us a reunion where Ramona has to answer for the things that she said.
Yes.
And that's where the failure comes from.
I definitely want to see like behind the scenes, like when this article comes out where Jenny is saying racist things and everyone's looking around like, who was supposed to find that?
I know.
You know what I mean? I want to know, like, is there a group chat? Is there an email? Is Andy like, hey guys, what the fuck? Or are they like, huh, whoops. I want to know who's in charge of that.
I will say, I think the cameras went up and filmed with the women confronting Jenny. So she is off season 3 and season 3 is starting soon because they want to film for Jen's trial. God bless in March. But they did cameras up on Jenny's, the confrontation of Jenny and these women. So I do think we will get some closure there, but Jenny is also here's the thing. Jenny's boring. Horrible television. She boring. Is not entertaining at all. So it's like, I'm fine with her going and I don't need to start season 3. I want season 3 to be all about Jen Shaw versus New York, state of New York or whatever.
Jen Shaw versus the world. Yeah. Jenny is not interesting three episodes in, I get that there's this storyline about her needing to have babies. I can't believe her husband actually believes that's a thing. So it feels very forced.
Yes.
I know that I think we're supposed to find her genius daughter endearing. I find her annoying.
No,
I
hope, she's a precocious child. We don't try.
I would never want to be stuck in a room with a kid like that. Like, I'm so scared my kid will be like that. I need like a silent genius, not a vocal one. Yes. We're not gonna be doing science experiments in the kitchen, okay? I need my kid to know that.
She gets even more precocious as the season goes on. So just wait.
I mean, I get the sense that her mom's an idiot. So she's filling some gaps.
I kind of feel like you were a precocious child.
No. Well, I was an inquisitive child.
I'm sure you were.
But I would never go above and beyond. My mom called me an underachiever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I told her a C+ was good. And my mom said, C is average. Are you average? And that was smart because that really shook me to my core.
Wow.
That was an ego affront. And I was like, oh, I'm not fucking average. I'm just an underachiever. Oh, who I want to talk about for a quick second, because I read something on Reddit. Who is the woman with the husband who has a trans son?
They haven't said. You know what? Angie.
Angie.
And she never comes back. So enjoy.
Oh my God. Because lived for that drama.
The whole Lisa thing. Yep.
Lived for that drama. She was... Listen, if that was her only moment, good for her. She really, really stole that spotlight. And for her to like, I don't even know what this catering situation was. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Pull her aside and like, but the tea that I read on Reddit is that the son wanted nothing to do with any of it. Didn't want to be on the show, very specifically, like said, please never film me. And then she made her whole storyline iconic. That's iconic behavior and we love to see it.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know how it ended, but we just never, you never see her again, ever.
That's sad. I hope she comes back. Like there was some energy there. I thought she was great.
I thought she was fantastic TV. And I think it was a lost opportunity. I don't know if that was something that Lisa kind of like, you know, gave an ultimatum about. I don't know.
Lisa Barlow has that much power.
She I will just tell you
caterers.
This.
Caterers.
She said owns... this in the last episode. I am richer than all of you. I don't need to be here.
I saw that. But what is her job again? What does she do?
She owns a tequila company. She is the queen of Sundance.
She owns a tequila company? Is she? But she drinks Vita, which is a mezcal.
That's Vita tequila. No, Vita tequila.
Not Vita mezcal?
It's Vita tequila.
Is that her? Are there two?
No, it's, I don't know. Maybe they have two. They might have multiple products.
Oh, she just got much more interesting to me because I love Vita Mezcal. I've not heard of the Vita.
I mean, you can have multiple products under one line.
I know, but like, you know, like, listen, like all these housewives have had liquor brands.
No, she's exactly like a legit liquor brand.
Drinking on the reg, you know what I mean?
She's a legit, yes. I totally understand what you're saying. Or like, they don't go anywhere, like Vanderpump Rosé. But
yeah, the wine from Ramona. Somebody had a vodka at some point. Like
Skinny Girl. I mean, well, I shouldn't say Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl's a very good example, yeah. Actually, of a bad example.
A very good, bad example. Yeah. Okay. I want to hear your thoughts when you finally get done with Salt Lake City, because I think you have just such a journey and it's going to be, I'm jealous that you get to experience it with fresh eyes.
I can't wait. My highlight so far is Mary farting, or she calls it pooting.
Pooting.
It literally makes my skin crawl. It's so disgusting.
The way that she had to stop the full convo, I thought was insane.
I received a text from Jen.
Oh, we have to be silent. I have to poop. Hold on. Okay. And that?
She's on camera. I hated it.
It was crazy.
If you did that to me ever, our friendship would be over. I can't even. I just want you to know because it tells me a lot about you.
No, that's a good, you're right. And it's good to know.
Canceled.
I want to talk about, first of all, I want to just talk to the listeners. Ian, I don't think you watch Euphoria, right?
No, I call it trauma porn.
Okay. So this is actually, we talked a little bit about this, just us. And I remember you tweeted about it too. I have decided and I've mentioned this on this podcast, like I can't watch Euphoria on Sunday nights. You're already kind of in a vulnerable spot, worried about the week, yes. thinking about life, kind of getting anxious about, I mean, Sunday scaries. I don't need to explain what the Sunday scaries are. Unfortunately, Euphoria comes out on Sundays at 9 p.m.
I can't watch it in the dark.
No.
Like, I need to watch, like, if I'm going to watch it at all, it needs to be like 12 p.m. over the summer when it's the brightest day of the year. Otherwise, I'm not sleeping well.
I think I've decided, I don't even know if I can watch it. I haven't seen the last two episodes. And from what I can tell from just the discourse on Twitter is they're really, really heavy. And I feel myself kind of pulling back on it. And that is not to say that like these stories are not important or that Zendaya is not incredible. Everyone is awesome. Okay. Like, don't get me wrong. The writing is fantastic. It is one of those things. And we talked about this right when the series was premiering. Mm-hmm. With my friend Kelly, who was on the podcast, that you need to just choose what's best for you. And I think Euphoria is one, like, you really have to be ready. And I think for me personally, I'm like, I think you just need to make that decision. And, you know, for those that have watched it and are keeping up with it, like, I've read what happens in the episodes and I'm like, okay, I think I'm okay. But I'm curious, like, you know, you bring up trauma porn, but it's just emotionally exhausting to go through that every week.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I'm very opinionated about it. And people I talk to about it are like, but you haven't watched it. I ingest media all the time and I'm still getting clips. I'm still getting the feedback. Like, it's, you know, your mom tells you the kettle's hot, don't touch it. That's enough for me.
Right.
I'm reading that. I don't need to touch it. I don't need to experience the hot kettle to burn my fucking hand.
Yeah.
The thing for me, and this is where I kind of draw the line, is these actors are bona fide celebrities. So inherently, their characters are being glamorized because mm-hmm. there's no distinction between actor and character. And people are like, well, this is just showing what really happens to these kids. I'm like, it's not though. Because they don't get to walk away from it and then go be a celebrity on the cover of a magazine or sell some beauty products. Like, it's not the same. And I keep seeing these kids on TikTok posting like, in my Cassie era, in my Rue era. It's like, okay, see, this is not, like, go watch Requiem for a Dream if you want to see how bad drugs are, you know, like.
Oh my God, that movie.
Yeah, like, if you really want to know, go watch that. No one left that movie being like, wow, I want to be Alexa Demi. Like, no one wanted to.
Right.
No one was looking to
do that. If you guys haven't seen Requiem for a Dream, the way it was described to me, actually by a friend of the pod, Kelly, was after you watch it, you will just sit there silently for upwards of 15 minutes, like, just taking it all in. And I was like, I'm sure I won't. Like, I'm a chatterbox. No, I literally silently sat staring at the screen and I was like, unwell.
I never wanted to touch drugs in my life. I was like,
they should show that in Dare. They should absolutely show that in Dare.
Yes, I agree. And it's like, so I, you know, like, I know it's beautifully shot. I can appreciate good cinematography, but like every clip I see is just some girl like screaming or like some guys, like I, you know, at least they're equal in the
scream department.
In the scream department. Yeah. But it's like, this is so chaotic. Like, It seems emotionally exhausting to me.
And the performances are fantastic. It's like two things can be true. It can be a fantastic show and it can also just be a show that's not for you. And I think that I'm maybe learning that right now. Maybe I'm just not in the headspace. I don't know if I've said this on this podcast. I have not slept through the night since November. So I'm already on thin ice. I am on
that
ice.
Can I send you some herbs? Please. You know, I'm an herbalist now. So I'll send you some herbs.
I am Meredith storming off of the ice fishing with nowhere to go. Like, every step I take is a delicate balance.
You've lost your glasses. You're freaking out.
So, like, you know, Euphoria just for me right now is not my number one.
Instead of Euphoria, I'm watching The Gilded Age on HBO Max.
Wait, are you watching The Gilded Age?
Yeah, I thought all the episodes were out and I was ready to binge it. And apparently it comes out once a week.
Once a week. I was really frustrated when I saw it's on... It is Tuesday? On Monday. It's on Mondays. Yes. So I was really frustrated when I saw that every, like, the episodes were like an hour and a half. That's a movie.
I love it. I live.
What, so you're watching The Gilded Age. What other shows are you, have you ever seen How To with John Wilson? Did we talk about this?
No.
Oh my God, Ian, you would.
Is he British?
Nope.
Is he gay?
No.
I might still like it.
It's a love, it's, I hate saying it's a love letter to New York, but it's actually, it is you to a T in that it is, he's a filmmaker. He films little vignettes of New York life, just people living their life in New York. And then he takes a topic that he wants to learn more about. The first episode of season one is called How to Small Talk, I think. And he starts exploring this topic and follows it all around the world. In this episode specifically, he ends up in Mexico and is learning how to small talk, but it's awkward. It's charming. If you want to watch somebody just be an inquisitive little boy like Ian once was and now is an inquisitive man.
Little man. I'm not little, guys. I'm 6'3".
Okay.
No, on my license.
It's the government says.
You can talk to my doctor. I'm 6'3".
I actually think you should watch one episode and I'd love to hear what you think. What is it on? It's on HBO.
Okay, I'll watch it.
There's two seasons. Every episode is like 30 minutes and it's just so charming. The other topics, it's like how to scaffold. And that one is a fantastic episode. And it's just all about New York and all about humanity and relationships. And it's just, it's a very interesting look. It's a docuseries that we watched like 10 episodes in one sitting. So
well, I'm curious about the small talk because as you know, I am not a small talker. I am, as you actually famously called me, a medium talker. Never okay with just hearing that the weather's nice. Need to know why someone might think the weather's nice. What are they gonna do with that nice weather? I've never gotten in an Uber where I'm able to sit in silence. You know what I mean? I'm leaving that car and I know they're entire life. Mm-hmm. I know about their sister who got married in Colorado and then they moved to Nebraska. Things I'll never use ever again in my real life. I've had plenty of Uber drivers come out to me as bisexual. Because I'm just so hot that they're like, no. I pry and I listen.
Yes. And I think that that's exactly what this show is. He is inquisitive. He is, you know, he is wanting to learn about people. And at the same time too, he wants to explore and try to get answers to things that he doesn't necessarily understand. Again, I would recommend everybody watches it. I'm more than happy.
How to
with John Wilson.
And
it's, and again, like just the visuals of New York are beautiful and also disgusting. A lot of garbage. And it just makes you love New York even more, I think. I think for people, it's for the girls who get it. The girls
You miss New York a little bit, Allison?
Oh, it was so funny. We're watching and I'm like, oh, look how beautiful. And it's also like it's literally a garbage can on fire.
Yeah, that is beautiful. There'd be like at least 8 phones filming that.
Oh, yes, I know. Like, and I think that he must have filmed this over the course of years. So there's just some really, the way he pairs the visual with his voiceover narration is just really clever.
I love New York.
I really think you'll like it. Are you looking forward to any other shows coming out or pop culture, movies, anything?
I only just found out that there's a new Fantastic Beasts coming out about Dumbledore. Yes. And the trailer's been out for like months, but kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Really looking forward to Spider-Man becoming on demand so I can watch it at home.
Thank you so much. Same. I haven't seen it. I know the spoilers.
Oh, you haven't either?
No. Do you want to
see it? I know the spoilers too.
We
should do like a little like movie night.
I saw somebody was streaming it on TikTok. And then I accidentally like closed the app and I couldn't figure out how to find it again.
I think we could maybe watch it in a better place, but
I want to give my money to Tom Holland. Like
I don't think he'll ever see it.
I just want to make sure he gets my money. I would also happily rent it for $30, but I've read that it's like in this weird limbo right now. So I was thinking maybe I would go to the movie theater to see it. Rent it
for $30?
I bought my dog a coat for $70 yesterday. So I'm not one to judge. I paid $30
for Mulan. And it was
paid awful. $30 for Mulan.
I was having a low moment. in the bottom of a bottle of wine. Okay. And it was not good.
I can one up that.
I hope you can.
I can. So I saw Cats in theaters.
You went to see
Cats? No. It was a press screening. Within 24 hours, I saw Little Women, Cats, and Rise of Skywalker, the Star Wars movie. Within 24 hours, I saw all three of these movies. And Cats was traumatizing. And it wasn't even finished when we saw it. And it was like 3 days before it was coming out. And I have more to say. So after I have seen Cats, I decided like later that year, like 6 months later, my friend and I were going to attend a virtual podcast. Then the pandemic hit, and my friend and I, and some have said Cats might have brought on the pandemic.
It didn't stop it.
It sure didn't stop it.
It was one of God's, plagues.
Warnings. It was one of his warnings.
Yeah. Right after Locust is Cats.
Yeah. This podcast that I listen to, How Did This Get Made? It's a fantastic comedy podcast that reviews bad movies. They are doing Cats. And my friend and I were like, well, we have to watch it. And I was like, I've seen it already. That might be too triggering for me. I don't know if I can go back to that place. And she was like, I think we should get it. We'll rent it. We can Zoom and watch it together. So I go, okay, I'll rent it for $30. I couldn't rent it. It wasn't rentable. So I had to buy it. So now I own Cats. The worst part, when we tried to Zoom, we couldn't figure out how to screen share. So now I own Cats. She owns Cats. And we both spent $60 collectively to own a movie that is plaguing my iTunes. And the worst part of all of this is it became free on HBO Max the next day. So
that's crazy. You did beat me by a long shot. You paid $30 to see James Corden look like a cat. I at least got to see Mulan dance with all the color. No, that's the wrong one.
But I actually think I liked this Mulan. I wouldn't spend $30. I waited for it to become free. But I think I didn't hate it. I did not see Cruella yet.
Oh, I haven't either, but I want to. I keep trying to save it for a flight.
Oh, that's a good
flight movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
like a go-to? Because I mean, this episode
Columbiana.
Our episode before Valentine's Day. So we won't have an I'll have a new episode, but it won't be until next Tuesday. It'll come out. So this is our recommendation. Like, what is like your go-to? Is it anti-romance? Is it rom-com?
No, actually, you would never guess. Action thriller.
Action thriller. Okay.
Yeah, like for a long time, it was this movie called Columbiana with Zoe Saldana. Mm-hmm. It's not on anyone's list of anything. It's neither good nor bad. And then when everyone was getting so hype about Euphoria, I decided that was a good time to start the Jason Bourne series. Okay. So I've seen all of those now, just a whole 2 decades later.
Good. And thoughts? Are they
loved
good?
It. Would totally watch it again. And I also started James Bond.
Oh my God. You know, what's next is you have to,
join like a recreational soccer team at this point. Like, I'm straight. You know what I mean?
So one thing,
make beer at home.
One thing I want to recommend for Valentine's Day is if you are like feeling down. And like I said earlier, a lot of my friends are just feeling really like in a rut when it comes to dating. And I think that like, one option is to just not for the time being. There's so much pressure to like always be dating. And I think that that's so that's not right. But with that said, if you are on like the dating apps and you're like, I want to die, these suck. Yeah. Ian is all. And if you see Ian, throw him a heart.
Send me a message. I'll maybe respond if you're cute.
I would recommend though, if you're like, I hate these apps, watch The Tinder Swindler, which I watched this weekend. And it's all about a man who literally...
Is that like West Elm Caleb?
It is, but it's a documentary on Netflix about a man who like stole so much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from women. and they all met him on Tinder. So it's fascinating. I highly recommend it. It's just a one watch kind of thing. It'll take an hour and a half of your time.
Tinder Swindler. Reminds me of the time when I told you my coworker thought she was dating a guy that she met on Tinder who owned a private jet and was in love with his sister. And, but she was in love with him and they said, I love each other to each other. But then he turned out to be fake. And I was like, I am shocked, girlfriend. I am so shocked. I can't believe it. You told him you loved him. What a liar.
I have never been more surprised in my entire life. You're Jet.
What? Are you serious? That's crazy.
Ian, before we go, do you want to give the listeners any advice on mastering Wordle?
I swear, I don't know where I thought you were going with what you were saying, but it wasn't good. Mastering Wordle, I probably am not a master, but my favorite first word, as you know, is first. Mm-hmm. You get the R, the S, the T, and the I. Was very, very good on the moist day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, thriving. Today was really a struggle. I hate the days where there's the double letters.
The double letters.
You know what I think the real key to being successful on Wordle is? On the third row, new word for the second line. Don't repeat any of the letters.
Just put out as many letters as possible, and then you will get it. So my first word is always posit. I don't know why. P-O-S-I-T. And then I honestly, if I cannot figure out what the second the word is by the second one, go with heard, H-E-A-R-D. At that point,
ooh, you have hit that's good. That's so a many lot.
Consonants and all of the main vowels. And at that point, you can probably get it.
What's a non-main vowel to you?
You? Oh, you.
Yeah, you're right. It does have it has like a Wednesday energy.
Yeah, it does. Ian, I'm so glad that we got to do this. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm just going to leave this by saying, if you're bad at Wordle, I don't know that I believe that you have rights. So we'll leave it at that. Like if you're bad at Wordle, I'm not so sure that you're included in these social services I'm fighting for. Thank you for weeding yourself out.
You know, on that note, check us out on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And
support Allison. She deserves it. And until then, I'll be manifesting my return.
And cheers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.